Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. What exactly are the high seas? The high seas are open and deep ocean areas that lie beyond national jurisdiction, covering more than one-third of the Earth's surface. Despite their extensive nature, these areas remain woefully understudied and misunderstood. Until recent decades, it was widely assumed that below a depth of a few thousand meters, life was almost impossible and mostly irrelevant. Not surprisingly, we are far more familiar with coastal processes that more directly affect humans and occur in close proximity to human communities than we are with the biology of the abyssal plain. What is surprising, however, is how little attention the high seas have received, even with recent and spectacular scientific discoveries about their diverse webs of life. Thus, while recent scientific progress has significantly filled knowledge gaps, management and policy have not kept pace with science, and efforts to manage resources on the high seas have been largely inadequate. In fact, we have only been spurred to address the issue of high seas management because human activities have indeed started to have a visible and noticeable impact on these resources. In this respect, our attention to the high seas follows a lamentable pattern, where we only start paying mind to our natural resources once we start fearing their loss. As our excessive overuse of marine resources has proceeded ever seaward, so the threats to the high seas have mounted. One of the difficulties in dealing with the high seas is that even the concept is poorly understood. The accepted definition is more legal than biological in nature, though obviously their ecology is of considerable importance. Under the legal regime set up by the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, which was adopted in 1982 and is commonly referred to as a constitution for the oceans, coastal states are responsible for the management of marine resources within their coastal waters, broadly defined as an area that extends from the coastline to 200 nautical miles offshore. This is particularly important because coastal states could, theoretically at least, control and impose limits on exploitation of resources within their zones of jurisdiction. No single entity, however, has such power on the high seas, and the regime that prevails is one of freedom of exploitation. This freedom is not absolute, but it is mainly constrained by the rights of other states to share in the exploitation of those resources. What is sorely missing is an emphasis on conservation, or at the very least, sustainability. However, legal regimes tend not to be static in nature, but rather evolve, usually as the level of pressure on resources or potential for conflict increases. Throughout the history of marine exploitation, new conservation and management measures have been adopted, often after lengthy and sometimes acrimonious negotiations. In general, this occurs after unfettered exploitation has led to depletion of the resources. Historically, exploitation of living and non-living marine resources first occurred in the coastal zone, where exploitation is facilitated by the fact that living resources tend to aggregate in shallower waters on the continental shelf. Exploitation then moved further offshore, all the way to the high seas, in part because coastal resources became overexploited, and in part because new technologies allowed ever-increasing access to remote areas, remote being not only distance from shore, but also vertical distance, depth from the ocean's surface. In some cases, overexploitation has already started to have dramatic impacts on ecosystems of the open oceans, and evidence suggests that entire seamount ecosystems have already been destroyed by some trawling operations. What can be done? We will discuss this issue and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.